Thank you for being here, O faithful remnant. It's wonderful to see you all, that you would make the sacrifice to come through the snow. In that way, you are a very special early Christmas gift from the Lord to me, who am so happy to see that we have a worshiping community this morning. And not only do we have a worshiping community, but one who can sing the Mass without the choir. Amazing. Somebody might think we're Protestants here. This morning we sing so well. So I thank the Lord for making you that special early Christmas present to me this morning. And the Lord gives without counting how much he gives us. He gives us super abundantly. And what an early Christmas gift it is for me to have so many of the seminarians here. What do we have? 3, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And Deacon Leeser. So we have 16 seminarians here. And that's only half. We have to pray for the others. But thank you, men, for coming down this morning. They had to come down from the pastoral center, and I'm sure maybe it wasn't that easy. So thanks for making that extra effort. And it means everything to me to have you here praying with me, my opportunity to pray with you, and I think you know that. And God love you for the great work you're doing for the diocese. Now, Joseph awoke from the dream, and he did what the angel had commanded. In other words, Joseph obeyed the angel. Paul received the gift of being an apostle. And what does he tell us that was all about? He says, the grace of apostleship which I received is for the obedience in faith, for the obedience of faith to the glory of the Lord's name. The reason why the Apostle Paul, the reason why the first apostles, the reason why the successors of the apostles exist, the grace of apostleship is for the obedience of faith to the glory of the name of Jesus. Now, we have the call of the apostles to be messengers of the obedience of faith. That is, faith is obedience to the word of God, to the truth of God, to the love of God. Joseph is obedient. We've been hearing repeatedly during Advent about the obedient yes of Mary. Her maternal cooperation was necessary for the world to be saved. Her yes was necessary, and she said it in obedience. And Jesus came in a human body. Because he took flesh according to human nature, that meant he had to die. So in taking flesh, the sacrificial death of Christ was anticipated because all flesh must die. So in the birth of Christ, there were intimations of and anticipation of his sacrificial priesthood. Because he takes flesh and therefore has to die, the birth of Christ is itself a priestly sacrificial act. And what is the concrete name that St. Paul gives that act of Jesus accepting death. Paul says he became obedient unto death, even to death on a cross. The grace of apostleship is for the obedience of faith. Joseph was marked as the just man by his obedience. Mary was marked as the greatest of all human beings because of her obedience. And Jesus himself, coming in the flesh as a sacrificial priest right from the beginning, Jesus accomplished our salvation by an act of obedience unto death, even the death of the cross. We are called to a mysticism of obedience, not to a slavery of obedience, but to a mysticism of obedience. And all of the little acts of obedience that we perform within a family, those acts of obedience, among priests with regard to the bishop, among bishops with regard to the Holy Father, all of those acts of obedience are seen to be enveloped, taken up into the mystery of obedience, which is the mystery that saves the world. Going into the seminary for the first time in a long time, not doing exactly what you'd like to, that is caught up into the mysticism of obedience, the obedience of faith, the obedience of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Caught up into the mysticism of obedience that saves the world. Never dawned on me that I would go to Helena, Montana. Now I'm happy I did. Never dawned on me that I would come to Madison, Wisconsin. And now, as long as I don't read the State Journal, I'm happy that I did. Because in the end, the mysticism of obedience brings joy. It's the discipline of the Lord for those who are trained in his school. So, as the scripture says, strengthen your weary arms. Strengthen your weak knees. Hold your head high and stand up. For your salvation is at hand through the mystery of obedience. Praise be Jesus Christ.